Now, bats may be on the rebound in Wisconsin, and the state DNR is recognizing International Bat Week. It wraps up tomorrow.
The DNR joins us now to discuss the latest efforts to wipe out the deadly fungal disease white nose syndrome. Jennifer Riddell is a conservation biologist and cave and mine specialist for the DNR's Wisconsin Bat Program. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Good morning and happy Bat Week.
Thank you as well to you. You've tracked an uptick in your bat count survey at hibernation sites for several winters now. What can that be attributed to?
Well, it is really nice to have some good news to share after years of concern about white nose syndrome. And it is still a concern because this is a disease that is affecting different bat species differently. So we have four hibernating bats and they're being affected in different ways. But, you know, at two of our hibernation sites, two of our largest sites, we've seen population growth in the last 3 years. And that's pretty hopeful. And we think it might have something to do with the environmental conditions of the site, but we also know based on research that's been conducted in Wisconsin with the help of some partners at Virginia Tech University, that bats in Wisconsin that are surviving with white nose syndrome are doing things to reduce the amount of fungus on their body, and fungus is what's causing the disease.
So bats are also doing things to their own body in order to combat this deadly disease. What can be done to make sure you see that upward trajectory and to see those numbers and continue to improve?
Well, we want to keep monitoring what's happening with our surviving bats. And it's important to remember that when bats go into a hibernation site in the fall, they are attempting to overwinter without any insect food available to them. That's their diet. So their main goal is to conserve energy and stay hibernating. So they select these sites that are very cold, and they use different parts of the site. So the mines offer them a broad range of conditions, and we think that perhaps they're selecting areas in the mines where there's a little less fungus, where conditions may be a little more cold, have more airflow, and all of that is perhaps contributing to their ability to survive, albeit with the disease.
When bats awaken prematurely, what happens to them?
Well, a bat is putting on 20 or 25% of its body weight just in the fall in order to survive 6 or 7 months without eating. And over the course of hibernation, they lose a third of their body weight. So normally a bat would wake up every 2 or 3 weeks. They'd warm up their body from the temperature of the cave, and that's very energy expensive, including flying. If they fly around a little bit or move inside the site, which is a natural behavior, they're going to burn 30 to 60 days worth of body fat. And this is a fungal disease, you know, that they're living with now, and the fungus causes them to wake up at a more frequent arousal rate. Mm. So every few days they may be coming out of torpor, burning through more significant fat reserves.
It seems like bats, though, are hibernating in places that are away from our daily lives as we come and go. What can we do to help bats thrive in Wisconsin?
Well, certainly as they're hibernating, it continues to be important to leave them alone. So mm-hmm. they're seeking out the dark, quiet shelter and protected area of a cave or a mine so that they can stay in torpor, stay in hibernation and not burn through energy. So it's important to stay out of sights from October 1st through May 15th when bats are in there. But then, you know, these concentrated areas, the bats emerge out of them and spread out to our farms and neighborhoods and forests. And so when they're up on the landscape in the summer months, they have plenty of insects to eat. They have lots of great water resources because it's Wisconsin. They have forest resources. But, you know, as dead trees fall, as old buildings are torn down, or as people exclude bats that are roosting in their attics or buildings, we can provide alternate habitat by putting up bat boxes. You can go to the DNR website and search bats for all the information on that. Mm. And certainly we can continue to improve our backyard wildlife habitat. And it's good for bats to plant native plants because those are supporting native insects and ecosystems.
Jennifer, thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Jennifer Riddell is a DNR conservation biologist with the Wisconsin Bat Program. We talked about some good news for bats in the state and the fight against the deadly bat fungus known as white nose syndrome.
Coming up, new research digs into the unique role played by women farm operators in Wisconsin. Two women share their experiences in the farm business.
I have, you know, a handful of women farmers who I go to not only for research, development, information, but as friends.
That's next here on WPR News.